No, tonight there is not gonna be a Soulfly interview, but we got a junior Max Cavalera instead. You are on IPEX Witching Hour, a special show with special guest, none other than the young, charismatic, talented frontman of Insight, Mr. Richie Cavalera.
And you know, it is like a so good, we got like a Rishi on. And I'm happy to say that he worked on a new album. He went in studio with the guys, and you know, they're working on some really good things. Unfortunately, tonight we gotta play some stuff from the first album because he didn't record the vocals yet for the new album, and it's coming later this year, so you can stay tuned. But we got an interview. Miss Wika did an interview with Rishi. We're going to play a lot of stuff that he also did guests, vocals, and other projects. And I'm going to do some specialized karaoke tonight that you guys haven't heard in a long time. A very special show tonight. And Miss Wika have a special announcement later in the show.
Okay, Pedro. Hey. Now you started sounding more like Borat, a Cuban Borat.
Guys, I want to tell everybody, if you haven't had a croqueta preparada, please go down to Little Havana, Hialeah, and get it. It tastes so good.
All right, we also have a very exciting announcement for Wicked Witch crew. So stay tuned for that fucking news and the interview coming up. So don't fucking go anywhere. Don't change this tune.
Okay, motherfuckers. You are on IPEX Witching Hour. Tonight, my special guest is Richie Cavalera. He is the vocalist of Insight, a young band. Is kicking ass all over the country, and they will be touring with Soulfly in April. Currently in studio recording their second full-length album and going on tour next month, as I said. So make sure you catch their show. It's a fucking brand new, fresh air. And if you didn't buy the first album, you better fucking pick up now, because the second album is going to be released this year. Richie, how is the new album coming along, honey?
Wow, it's just fucking awesome. We had, you know, about a six-month break, you know, last year to write everything and get everything in order. And, you know, after just recording the music and hearing everything, it feels amazing. It just feels like, you know, the first album really felt to me like it was just all, you know, bronze.
Right.
And this record feels like it has bronze and brain to it. You know?
It's like a baby steps, right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, people are going to notice the improvement and just, you know, playing together, you know, the
maturity, you're maturing.
Yeah.
And you're getting more technical.
Yeah, the tightness of the group is really there. And, you know, now we really can feed off each other and, you know, just came up with really great ideas. And I think this new album is just going to really floor people.
Awesome. Now, I know you guys are young. And just tell me a little bit, brief history, how you started and how you became about the Insight.
Definitely. You know, just growing up around, you know, touring life with Soulfly and Sepultura, you know, it just, you know, really gave me the great influences that I need to go on the right track and, you know, bringing together Insight back in 2004, you know, it was really, you know, it felt easy because I knew what I wanted, I knew what I had in mind for the people, and, you know, once I found everybody and it came together, the music was just, you know, it flew out of us just perfectly. And
right.
Everything from the beginning of the band has just been great. You know, we all have respect for the band. We all respect what we're doing. And, you know, we just, you know, we want to be the best at what we do.
Okay. So how is the difference between your first album and now you're recording the second album. What is it about, and who is producing it?
Well, for producer, we got Logan Matter again, who we worked with on The Slaughter, the first record.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he's just one of the best, you know, metal up producers I think that there is right now. And, you know, to have the opportunity to work with him again was a blessing for us. You know, we love working with him. He's got so many great ideas that come to the table during the recording process. His sound is incredible. And he's just all around a really cool person to work with. So, you know, to get the opportunity to work with him again was great for us. And we knew that we could push the limits of Insight, you know, with him again. So when we walked in the studio, it was, everything was on the table. You know, we didn't hold anything back. Whatever came to our mind, we wrote it, because we didn't want to write something and be like, oh, nobody's going to like this or someone's going to like this. You know, we wrote it because we felt it was the best product that we could do.
And he's also familiar with the band, so it's easier, right?
Yeah, it made the whole vibe in the studio just really incredible. You know, just right off the bat, you know, you have a good time, you have fun, and that sets up a great vibe for the album.
Now, how many songs is going to be in the album?
It's going to be 10 with 2 B-sides that will be available online and international and stuff. So
okay, and
it'll be cool.
You guys are on any label?
Yeah, we actually just signed a new record deal with San Francisco-based Minus Head Records,
mm-hmm.
And we're very excited about this, because we feel, you know, it's the next step for the band. Ice Cream Records did our first record, and, you know, they got us off to a great start, and we feel now with the new label, we're going to be able to push the band to the next level where it needs to be.
Great, and I know, you know, I listened to Slaughter, your first album. It kicks ass. It's very strong. For coming from a young band, you know, does not have a very big, long history, I think I really feel that you guys have a longevity, and you're going to be going on for a long time. Now, in 2009, when The Slaughter came out, how is the new material compared to the first release?
I would say with The Slaughter, it was more you know, straight to the point. We tried to make, you know, every song just the heaviest song it could be and just the most brutal that it could be. And I think with this album, you know, we put a lot of our, you know, our skills into it, you know, more than the first one.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think it's got a lot more, like, diversity than the first album. You know, it's still based with the influence of our thrash, you know, that is the basis of what Insight is, you know, thrash metal. And I think with this album, we just added a little more melodic vibe into it, like really evil melodic vibe. And I love it. I'm really excited, and I can't wait for people to hear it, because
I can't either.
They hear it, they're just going to... They're going to really see the growth in the band, I think. That's what really excites me about it.
And I know that you are coming from, you know, musical background, a whole family. Our viewers, fans are not familiar with your family, I just have to bring it up that you're Max Cavalera's son. And you grew up, you know, around the touring and musical background. So how did it have any effect, impact on you growing up and listening to Sepultura, Soulfly, Cavalera, Conspiracy?
Well, it was amazing because, you know, when I was really young, you know, music was my life. You know, when I was 2 and 3 years old,
right?
You know, I was always into music. I would ask for microphones for Christmas and be mm-hmm. singing, you know, Christmas Day. I'd be on the mic in that living room, you know. So once it got into the aspect of touring and getting to see bands like Pantera and Sepultura and Soulfly and, you know, just getting to watch Max every day, you know,
right.
That really was a huge stepping stone for my career and my musical influence, you know. I'm just to be on a tour with a band like Pantera, you know, and get to watch them every day and, you know, just see what they do on stage and see how they react to different, you know, situations. It really, you know, was great for me, and I feel that I've been given a huge advantage over everybody, and I, you know, I take it with a blessing because, you know, to do something that you love is amazing for anybody to find, you know. So for me, it's just every day is a new blessing. Right now, I get to watch Soulfly and Five Finger Death Punch every day, and you know, just really observe what the bands do and what you know people are drawn to by what their,
yes,
their songs are doing, and it's just been really great for my musical.
So it's incredible.
Up, you know?
So it's incredible feeling it must be for you to now sharing the stage with your father and the band that you look up to and you've been influenced by, correct?
Well, I love that the most because it's like, you know, most dads and sons will go out and, you know, they'll fish, they'll play football, you
right.
know, but for me and Max, it's that moment on the stage that we share every day. And to just be able to rock out my dad on stage is, you know, that's a dream come true every day. And that's something that we'll always share no matter, you know, how our
right.
relationship is, that we'll always have that. So,
who is your biggest critic, Max or your mom?
Definitely my mom. Max, you know, he doesn't really interfere with any of our bands. You know,
right.
he lets us all just, you know, learn on our own just like he did and, you
right.
know, learn from our own mistakes.
Right.
And, you know, Glory is the one that's always there that's like, oh, you got to do this, you got to do this, which is great because if anybody knows, it's her. You know, she's been around the industry for over 30 years, and
right.
anything that she says, I respect 100% because
absolutely. She's the
know,
boss.
She's seen it all. She's,
yeah.
you know, she's watched them all come and go, and she will direct us in the right path.
And they're the biggest role model for you, right?
No, by far, definitely.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Definitely.
Absolutely awesome. Now, how did you figure out that you really were into metal, and why do you want to play metal? As you know, metal really is not income, money-making music style. And does it bother you that you may not make a lot of money and you're just going to be doing it for passion?
No way, because that's what I got into this for. You know,
mm-hmm.
I knew that the money isn't like it is, you know, like it used to be. And that
right.
that will never stop me because music is, it's just such a, you know, a release of aggression and emotion. And that's what music is the biggest for me. You know, I'm not a very, you know, outgoing person
mm-hmm.
when I'm, you know, just talking to people or living at home. So when I get that chance to write that song or, you know, be on that stage, it's everything that's bothered me coming out. So it really doesn't matter if I make money or not. I'm just happy to be playing,
right.
And just influencing people, you know, if there's someone in the audience that, you know, feels the same way that I did when
mm-hmm.
I wrote that song and they
mm-hmm.
relate to it, you
mm-hmm.
know, I feel like that's worth more than all the money in the world.
Now, here's a little maybe harsh question you may be going to face when interviewer, you know, ask you.
Yep.
Would it bother you if people start comparing your music to Max's Soulfly's music?
Well, it never will bother me if, you know, people compare me to anybody. And
mm-hmm.
just the fact that people even put us on the same class with Max
mm-hmm.
is amazing to me.
Okay.
So, I'll take whatever is thrown at me. I don't care. I'm here for music, and if, you know, that's what it comes down to, then that's what the fans can say. But, you know, I know that I'm here for the passion and love of music, and, you know, I'll do whatever it takes. And, you know, we really feel good about our new album, and the band really feels good about the direction we're heading. And, you know, I know the comparisons will always be there, but it's just
yes.
part of the business.
Yeah, beautifully said, Richie. You not only young, but you're well spoken and wise young guy. And I know you are young and you're going to be getting a lot of girls hitting on you guys on this tour. and a lot of girls coming your way. They want to fucking bang you. are you prepared for that? Are you loaded up with the condoms?
Oh, I'm always ready. And I lucked out, you know, because my whole band, you know, they're all, you know, got their girlfriends back in Phoenix, and I'm the only single guy, so
oh, that's perfect.
Tell them all to just send them my way.
Send them your way, right? So, how old are you?
26.
Okay, so you're not that young for me to ask some off the wall, you know, out of line questions, such as. Okay, great. So you're
you,
open.
You ask whatever you want.
You're open minded, right?
Definitely. I'm here for the ride.
Okay. Now, I've been on the tour many, many times, so I know, you know, a lot of banging going on the bus, tour bus, and always people ask me, hey, you get a lot of groupies. Do you do first ass or mouth or vagine?
I just go for whatever the situation is. I have, you know, like my drummer, we do this thing where, you know, whenever I'm, like, you know, fucking just wasted and I'm, you know, going after the girls, I always try to pull my dick out just randomly. So I usually will keep him by. I'll be like, yo, should I pull it out? And he'll let me know if it's a good time or not.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
so be careful, man.
You get a little crazy, man.
Be careful.
I mean, you know, we're all 26, 27.
I know.
And, you know, we're touring the country. And
I know.
I
myself, you know, I fucked anything and everything, you know, because your hormones are fucking out of whack, you know.
Oh, yeah, and it's just, you know, when are you going to ever have this kind of opportunity and chance
absolutely.
To be in this situation? So
and,
you just got to pillage the villages.
Yeah, enjoy it after the party. But are you worried that your parents, it's almost like you're going to the trip, you know, like a high school, and then your parents come along, you know, you can't fucking do shit like smoking and drinking. Are you concerned that you're not going to be able to party when your parents are on the board?
See, the parents really never stop me. It's mostly just the work, you know. I mean, like on the Insight Tour, I sell merch for Insight and Soulfly.
Yes.
Then I play a 45-minute set, and then I drive the RV at the end of the night.
Oh, shit.
So, I mean, when I have the chance to go nuts, I take full advantage of it.
Now, are you going to be on the bus with your with the Max crew, or are you guys going to drive your own ship?
No, yeah, I'm driving my own RV for the tour.
Oh.
The Insight fucking RV Raiders.
Is it for by choice, or is it because they told you you have to get your own shit?
No, I mean, we've always toured on our own shit,
mm-hmm.
you know, since the band was around, you know. We did the last tour in my two-door car.
Oh, shit.
30 cities across America in a two-door car, the four of us in the band, you know.
Fuck,
like,
now that I will call a dedication.
No, it's definitely, I mean, we almost died like 10 times. We're going through like blizzards in Utah and shit in a piece of shit little car. It was really, you know, this band will do anything that it takes. And that's been the greatest lesson from Max and, you know, other bands is just seeing the dedication that you have to have. And I think that this band has shown nothing but dedication for music and for the fans and for everything that is involved with music.
All right, moron, fuckface, shithead on IPEX Switching Hour. If you just logged in, you don't know what the fuck am I talking about. Yes, this is what I'm talking about, man. Richie Cavalera is his frontman of Insight, very promising, talented band from Arizona, and he's following his father's footsteps to become another metal idol, okay? So you just heard the interview with him.
Parte uno, because we have a second part interview coming up, so I don't think that you can change the channel, because we have more coming up, guys. Don't change that fucking channel. It is Metal Messiah Radio, goddammit.
Now, I met Richie at the Culture Room when I was interviewing Max about 6 months ago, and he was doing a merch. I didn't even know that was his son. You know, he introduced himself, very polite, very friendly and bubbly, you know, you would not find, you know, very unlike metalhead, you know, guys. So we started talking, and he told me about his band and his music. So when I came home, I checked it out. I was very, very impressed. At that point, I emailed immediately. I wanted to interview him. At the time, the venue was too crowded and noisy. We couldn't do interview with him. But I knew that I wanted to do interview with him because of where he's from, his background, and his influences, so forth. I was very intrigued and curious. So I had an opportunity again a month ago, and I emailed, and he was
in the recording studio. He just finished the recording, so he said it's a good time to do an interview. It's appropriate. He's going on tour. He has something to promote, and he got a new album coming out, and
yes.
He got signed to a new label. So it's very appropriate that we did this, and we
yes,
love it.
Yes, and we also, we don't have any part of his new album. Obviously, has not been finished.
But it's going to be good because Logan Madar, he produced. And if you guys say who Logan is, you remember he was original Machine Head Guitarra, and he played in Soulfly. And now, guys, everybody said, what happened to that tattooed dreadlock guy? He cut off the dreads, and he is a big producer in Los Angeles. He did Divine Heresy.
So he cut off his dreads. Is he bald?
All that stuff. No, he looked really nice, a nice masculine
clean, nice,
man. Nice guy. He a little short, but a good guy.
Right. So with that said, I think you guys are going to appreciate, you know, the young kid growing up in a family with such a big, huge profile
surrounded by metal and music. He have a lot of influences and stuff. So guys, we're not gonna talk too much. We're gonna come back. You stay tuned, and I got my
Absolutely.
First karaoke coming up. Policia.
Maximum.
Policia. Okay guys, I'm gonna do karaoke tonight, a song that Sepultura made famous. It's called Policia, and it's by the band Titas. I couldn't find my karaoke machine the original version of the song. It's in Portuguese from Titas. I'm going to find the Sepultura version, so I'm doing the original, so it's a little bit slower. Okay, guys? You see, you hear a lot of difference. It's a lot slower. I'm going to try my best to do Portuguese, okay? Diz uma aquela ainda pra adorar, diz uma que ele se sabe pra potegar, é su que não pere de parar, é su que ela lá pode de pretender, polícia parou que brícia, polícia parou que brícia, polícia para que brícia. Polícia para quem precisa, polícia, terceira para os terceira para os padrões, terceira para os comparar, terceira para os respeitar. Polícia para quem precisa, polícia para quem precisa, polícia, polícia para quem precisa, polícia para quem precisa. Bang, 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 esses instrumentais. And then in the Sepultura version, one. Bang, 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 bang. This is the last slower part. They didn't have this part in the Sepultura version, so I don't know how to sing it. I hope they bring some lyrics back because I don't know what else to do. That bang bang a bang da na. Okay. Bang da na bang da na. Crees que él existe para ayudar, que siempre existe para pegar, es un que le lo puede parar, es un que lo puede prender. Policía para que prisa, policía para eso, para que prisa, y maricia, policía para que prisa, policía para que ande, policía, que se aprende, que se respaldo, que se le voy a ocupar, que se para volver a respaldar. Policía para que policía, policía para que brise, policía, policía para que policía, policía para que policía, pam 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 pam. Oh.
Okay, motherfuckers, peeps, and wimps.
What the fuck you thought, Miss Wiggy? You're having too many drinks again.
I know.
You
I had like a four or five glass of white wine.
That's
but it's going
drink.
Through me like a fucking water. Anyways, you are on IPEX Switching Hour. As I always remind you, we are on Thursday evenings between 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Metal Messiah Radio. The only radio it should matter on internet.
Love it. Okay, guys, so this is the big announcement. Drum roll, I'm going to do tongue guitar. Ring, 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 bang, ding, 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 tongue guitar. Make the announcement, Miss Weekend. Bang, ding, 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 ding. You got to make the announcement. I did a fucking drum roll on the
okay.
fucking tongue guitar.
And finally, you
got to keep moving on.
Policia.
And guys, they did a cover, Policia, a karaoke from Titas, not the Sepultura version. I did a Titas, the original band that they wrote Policia, because the karaoke machine didn't have a Sepultura. And I'm sorry, guys, that I lied to you. And Miss Wiki, make the fucking announcement.
Yes, sir. Guys, Wicked Witch yesterday was offered the support slot on Soul Eyes tour.
Miss Wicked, she don't know how to say this. They're going to be playing as part of the Mexican Caballero tour with the whole Caballero family. Miss Wicked is going to open the fucking show every night. So get there fucking early to see the Wicked Witch all over United States of America.
We'll go on after two local openers. And so make sure you get there early.
Sometimes there might not be a local opener, so get there fucking early, okay, guys? You don't want to miss out, and then you come see Miss Wicked in the parking lot, she give you a flyer.
Especially if it's a Sunday during the week, it's okay. Early show.
And guess, guys, we might be doing some live remotes from the gigs we're going to try.
Yes. And Pedro has been traveling with us.
I'm going to sell a merchandise.
I hope we don't get pulled over.
I'm selling a merchandise. So I want to make sure you guys come say hello to Pedro. And I'm looking for some young women that have no AIDS.
Say young chicas.
And no herpes, because we want to make sure that I live forever.
Because you had love mouth herpes.
I had it once. I don't want to get it again.
You don't have to have sex with somebody to get herpes.
I have a crabs.
Okay, enough shit talk.
Okay, we got more stuff coming up. Interview part two is right now. Press the button, Miss Wicked.
Si, senor. Will shall come back. Now!
Now, do you guys worry about on the road you're going to break down or you get pulled over by the cops? Maybe they fucking look for drugs, young guys traveling?
Yeah. I mean, every tour you get pulled over, you get searched, you get hassled.
Yeah.
I mean, once you do it, you start learning the tricks, you know, like just bringing a little bit of weed for the drive. That way, if you get pulled over, you can eat it. You know, you gotta always just be one step ahead of the cops, you know, because they definitely fuck with the bands.
I know. It's always some cop looks at the, you know, long hair dudes with tattoos, you know. Oh, fuck, they must have some drug.
Exactly, getting racially profiled.
Yeah,
man.
Racial profile. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I completely agree.
Yeah, absolutely. So now, do you care about the reaction from fans and the critics when your album comes out? They're going to say, you write this music for yourself, or do you worry, oh, what if I, you know, write something light? Is that going to be rejected by the fans?
I think that's the one thing that I really love about this band and, you know, all four of us members. We all, you know, we care what people think, but as far as when we're writing it and we're recording it, we don't care what anybody thinks. If we feel good about it and we're happy with what we've done, we know that, you know, the reaction will be good. Because, you know, we're all young. We're all music fans. We all understand what, you know, is going on.
Uh-huh.
And we feel that insight is just something that is way strong. You know, we have a feeling between all of us that everything we write and everything we do is, you know, it's going to be perfect.
Now, you know, you're a singer and I'm a singer. And who is your biggest influence? You don't even have to say Max, just because you want to, you know, give him a credit.
Sure.
But you can say, you know, Phil Anselmo or, you know, Machine Head Guy. Who is your biggest influence and who did you want to really sound strong as a front man?
My three biggest influences would definitely be Mike Mirror from Suicidal Tendencies.
Mm-hmm.
As one, because I love his passion for his music, and I love his stage presence, because that man, even at 40 plus years, is running all over that stage, and is so intense. You know, I look at him and I trip out.
And
it's just
Who are the other two?
My other two would be probably Lemmy from Motorhead.
Wow.
I mean, the guy is, you know, he's a main reason why we're all here. You know, I think without Motorhead, really, I don't think the world of thrash would ever.
So you better
out,
you know? Start smoking a lot. You want to sound like
smoking in a bottle of Jack Daniels every night.
Yeah, exactly.
I would have to say my third and final would probably be Chino Moreno.
Oh, Deftones.
Yeah, but, because I think his range, his vocal style, you know, everything is just so incredible and so different from everybody else. And
very unique.
Yeah, I love throwing that into my musical influence because it doesn't just stay the same all the time. Yeah. You know, you can have different vibes.
The varieties,
you know?
Yeah. Now, do you sing any clean vocals at all?
Oh, no, I can't do that.
You just don't want to, or you're not able to?
I mean, I don't know. I've never actually tried. So, I've never had a day of training. I've never had one lesson in my life. It's all just been self-taught, and you know, I just go by with what my voice can do from what I know, you know.
Now, what other bands that do you like? Do you like every genre in metal? Like I like metal period, like power metal. I like death metal, black metal, speed metal, thrash. What is your
I listen to really everything. I mean, if it gets my blood boiling, I'll listen to it. Or if I relate to it in some way, I will listen to it. I would say, you know, my biggest music thing that I listen to is just early thrash metal. You know, like the Exodus, is like the Obituary.
Right.
All that stuff. But as far as music goes in general, I will listen to everything. I mean, except country.
Oh, and rap?
I mean, I'll listen to, like, the older stuff, maybe, like, the Run DMC
right.
and the Eazy-E and stuff. But
most
new rap I can't stand because, you know, that's the one thing that really has drawn me to metal is it's more more real life.
Right.
It's not like rap where it's just this dream world and
not about the bitches, not about bitches and whores.
Yeah, and it's, you know, money and diamonds and shit that these guys just, you know, it's not real. It's not what me and you and everyone else in the world is going to do.
No,
you know,
we can't relate to that, right?
No, it's more just like a fun music, you know, and I don't understand it.
What is your expectation for this coming up tour with the Soulfly? And what is the plans after the tour and the album?
I mean, this tour is, I think, really a game changer. I'm really excited about it personally. I think that it's going to end up going worldwide, like Europe, Australia, South America, because, you know, there's no one in metal industry that is like our family.
Right.
I mean, we have a tour coming out. It's called Maximum Cavalera. It's Soulfly with Max.
Right.
It's Insight with me, and then it's Lodi Kong with my two younger brothers, who are next in line to join the metal ranks. And
how cool
really,
is that?
I'm so excited. And what's even better is that all three of our bands are different. You know, we may have similar influences or similar, you know, pieces, but in the end,
but you have your own trademark. Yes,
completely different.
Absolutely.
And I think the fans are really gonna love this tour coming up. I really do.
Oh, I'm sure it's gonna kick ass. Are you guys gonna continue touring with Max, or are you gonna look for a different avenue?
Definitely, we're always looking for different avenues. But you know that again is the tough thing for new bands is to get those tours because a lot of bands now make you buy onto these tours, which is, you know, it's impossible for new bands to do. You can't just come up with $30,000 to join this tour and not get paid and not sell merch and you know, in the end of it, you're down $80,000 and you got no fans. You know,
I know.
It's a little tough, but
it's tough.
What our plan is right now is we'll do the Soulfly tour. We'll finish up the album after that. Like, I have some lyrics I still need to do and, you know, mixing, mastering and such.
Okay.
And then we're hoping to head to Europe right after that.
Awesome. You're going to love Europe because that's where the metal is most respected. And
definitely.
And they will fucking pack the clubs and they don't care who you are. They just love metal. They don't discriminate like in States, you know?
Yeah, no way. Like we're hoping that next summer will be our festival run where we get to go over to Europe and do all the festivals in the summer and stuff.
Cause perfect.
We're really, really dying to do all that, man. That's, you
perfect.
Know, those walk-ins and, you know, full force and things like that. That's really what's saving music, you know, metal. For
now,
sure.
What is your best advice you can give the new generation, you know, and your age, maybe even younger bands, to want to start playing metal?
Don't fucking take any shit from any band. I don't care how fucking big they are, because 10 months later, they could be gone.
Mm-hmm.
So go out, do your thing, be happy with what you're doing, and don't try to impress anybody. You know, if you go out there and you try to impress everybody, you're just going to be let down in the end.
Exactly.
I really feel that.
So don't be a poser rock star, right?
Yeah, just go out there and play and do what you feel is good. And if it's, you know, if people feel your passion and your emotion, they'll relate to what you're putting out there.
Okay, now you fill in a blank. My big four is
Metallica, Slayer, Pantera, Sepultura, original lineup.
That's exactly what I said, except I said King Diamond.
Nice, I like it. They had one kind of close to that in 2000 in Arizona.
Right.
They had it was Soulfly, Pantera, Megadeth, Slayer, and Black Sabbath. That was up there on, you know, the big four list for sure. I mean, you know, I respect Anthrax.
Yeah.
You know, definitely.
Yeah.
But I just feel as far as, you know, the pioneers of thrash metal and, you know, really taking it to the next level, I don't really feel
me too.
They did that.
I was never into Anthrax much.
I just feel since Pantera's not a band and Sepultura's not the real band that, you know, they had to do with what they could.
Well, you just opened a can of worms. My next question would be, do you see any reunited Sepultura tour?
You know, I really don't know. I wish for it just like every other fan. But, you know, the fact that I got to see Cavalier Conspiracy and see Max and Igor playing those songs together again, I really feel that that was the reunion and that was it. Because, you know, when you see Mark Rizzo on guitar playing those songs you got Max and you got Igor, you close your eyes and you feel like you're back in 1991.
Correct.
You know, I really do. And, you know, as far as the other members of Sepultura, you know, if they hopefully will wake in and realize how big this would be for just the fans.
I know.
It's not even about money or about jealousy or revenge or whatever you want it to be about. Do it for the fans because they've been there supporting for 25 years. Mm-hmm. And they deserve that. You know, Max deserves that. That's his baby. He invented the band.
Right.
You know, Andreas wasn't even in the band.
I know.
And I just
do you want to go back to your dad's homeland, Brazil, and do a tour there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We just went down there, just me, you know, special guesting with Soulfly on their South American tour. And you know what? Europe has got amazing fans, and America has amazing fans, but South America is a whole
different,
another level.
Different
it
level.
Is a whole other level.
Oh, I know.
They will die for the music. And I think, you know, a lot of bands don't go down there. So when, you know, Max returned down there, it was the crowd energy was like nothing I've ever seen before in my entire life.
Oh, I know.
You know, I've seen every band that you can imagine, and that South America was just unbelievable.
Yeah, they're very passionate about metal.
Yep.
You know,
I can't wait to come down there and play with Inside. I really can't.
Oh, I'm sure you will. And finally, where can people find out Inside? Where is it going to be available? On what sites?
Right now, we have everything on Amazon.com.
Mm-hmm.
We have it on Facebook.com, iTunes, Spotify. It's really, you know, everywhere on the internet. It's a little tougher to find in stores, but, you know, like I said, if you have to burn it from your friend, if you have to steal it from the internet, I really don't care. Just get it.
Yeah. And what's your final words, Richie?
I just want to say thank you so much for the support, and, you know, we appreciate everything. We need it.
Yeah.
And I just want to say to all the metalheads out there, keep fucking supporting Metal Messiah, because she's fucking supporting the music, and she's keeping shit real.
Absolutely.
And I hope to see everybody on the Maximum Cavalera tour fucking shit up in the pit.
Absolutely. Well said. And we will dedicate the whole 2-hour show to you and your music.
What's up, motherfuckers? This is Richie from Insight coming to you live on IPEC Witching Hour Metal Messiah. Support that shit. Get your fucking horns high.
Hello, guys. I was going to do a Soulfly, a Sepultura, a karaoke, but the karaoke machine cannot handle this. But I'm going to do a Pantera song called I'm Broca, and it is a beautiful song that they wrote, Pantera, and the Rishi like Pantera, he said, so I love it. Bang, 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 bang. He was just part of his big four, he said. Bang, 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 bang. Guitar is broken. It is not broken, guys. Okay, I'm like a John Phillips, someone coming back to you guys. Okay, uno, dos, y tres. Wonder if we smile in our coffins while loved ones when the absence of our face leaving laughing eyes awake. It is too much for them to take. Do you for one's conclusion less than one such values you buy your song that's how. Look at me now, look at me guys, I look nice, I look so young. Bang, 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 and I'm broken. And how am my life? I'm a broken, I love it, I'm doing, I'm broken. One day, what will Grinch make your life force me to wear a seeding bread, to smell the bleeding, rewarding, a leaking flower, a poison apple for mingled blood. Too young for one's dilution, the lifestyle cost me near your mother embrace that loss. That's how I... Look at you now. You're broken. Bang, 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 bang. How are you alive? Bang, 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 bang. You're broken. Oh. Oh, it's a oh. I don't know. Oh. Bang, 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 bang. Now guys, I'm trying to do a song like a John Phil Anselmo. Before he lost his voice, he used to have a nice singing voice. He was like a Jesus. That's how. Look at us now. That's like he's angry. There's some guy doing a backup on the karaoke. And right now we're doing a solo. Now I would do the solo on the tone guitar, but I think I'm missing a couple of strings, you know. Sometimes on the tone guitar, you don't have enough a string, but I love it. You guys know I love it, and I love you guys. And this is not really a Dimebag Darrell playing. This is like some guy is like doing a karaoke solo. I never really heard of a karaoke solo except for the tone guitar solo. I'm a broken. You will have my life. I'm broken. I'm broken. I have a broken heart. Okay, that's how. It says that's how. Look at me now. He like talking during this album. He do a lot of talking. And I'm a broken. And I'm a broken. Stop going back because I'm broke. I'm broke. Now that is, I'm broke, guys. I have no more money to spend it on hookers and cheap churros and cafe con leche. And I guess I'm sorry, I wanted to do a soft lie in a Sepultura, but that didn't happen. Sometimes it don't happen what you want it. I love it.
Okay, I guess we are back. Again, you are on IPEX Switching Hour. On Metal Messiah Radio, you just heard the final interview with Richie.
It was such a good interview, Miss Wicked. This guy, he has such a good personality and good, like, I don't want to mention some people that we've done interviews in the past. Sometimes they're very boring and I don't like it too much. But this guy, I can listen to him talk. He really well spoken. He do good. I hope to eat a churro with him and maybe we eat a Cuban sandwich. Yes. And we talk about music on the tour.
I'm very surprised that he was well versed and wise. You know, I mean, of course, he's young, so he kept talking and talking because he has so much to say. You know, he's excited. Not these old farts that I interview sometimes. They answer my fucking really important question with a one sentence. Yep. they're like ready to fucking fall asleep and they want to finish the interview. They don't want to fucking do interview. Now, when unlike Richie, he wants to go on. He wants to tell you, hey, listen, I'm up there. I am important. A metal musician as well as my dad.
Okay, beautiful, Miss Weekend. Okay. Now we're going to end the show, Miss Weekend.
Please go to Facebook/Incite, I-N-C-I-T-E
band. It is Facebook-Incite band.
And I can assure you, don't be judgmental. You will be very surprised.
Don't compare him to Max. He has his own band, his own style.
He's got his own sound.
His own sound, and he's a thrash. It's really good.
And not to mention, he really looks like a young Phil Anselmo or Dimebag on stage. I mean, look at his pictures. You will know.
He has a lot of energy.
He's a real metal kid.
So, guys, I just want to tell you guys, you might not hear us for a little bit. We're going to try to come back as much as we can, because we are going to be doing the tour in a week and a half, so we got to prepare out.
Oh, my God. I have to put up with the Pedro stinking, farting all
day
long.
They couldn't afford a bus driver, so they said, hey,
and
Pedro,
you better not try to chase the chickens on the road.
And see us on the road with Incite and Soulfly, Loricon, and Wicked Witch. So you can go see Richie Cavalera and Miss Wicked and take a picture with both of them, and they will sign it.
Okay, and so
buy a CD from everybody on the tour. Support the musica.
Yes, and we shall see you next week. Same time, same place. I don't know.